I would never have come out here 4 or 5 weeks ago and made a joke about these lane closures if I had ever had an inkling that anyone on my staff would have been so stupid, but to be involved and then so deceitful as to just to not disclose the information of their involvement to me when directly asked by their superior. And those questions were not asked, by the way, just once. They were asked repeatedly. So I take this action today because it's my job. I am responsible for what happened.
There you go. Governor Christie, he's still speaking right now and then said definitively, I had no idea. I'd never make a flippant remark like I did in early December if I knew that I was actually had my staff behind the closure of key lanes on the George Washington Bridge, the busiest bridge in America, inconveniencing and possibly indirectly causing the death of somebody. Man, this is huge news day. Joining us now, RNC Chair Reince Priebus. Reince, welcome back.
Hey, Brian. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great. So I know you're on with me instead of listening to the press conference. But what have you gleaned with this?
I just put it on mute before you. I was watching it.
But, oh, you are?
Clearly, I'm talking to you. Yeah, no, I was watching it, at least the parts that you just played.
And what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, obviously, Governor Christie's taken a pretty big taking responsibility and a pretty big leadership role, and he's just coming out. And I think he's doing what has to be done, which is you put the cards on the table, you handle everything up front, you take every question, you stand there, and obviously it's still going on, but I would assume he's going to just be open and honest, and I think he's doing the right thing. So, I mean, I don't know if he could be any more open and clear and take responsibility and get rid of the people that betrayed him. You know, that's what he had to do, and I think he did it.
Well, what does it say about his leadership, do you think, that these people under him, admittingly he's responsible for, would go out and do this?
Well, look, I mean, in a staff, you can always have a bad apple or two. I mean, it does happen, and when that happens, you have to take action. I think
one's his high school friend.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I know what you know. I mean, I'm sitting here just like you. So it sounds like he's taking action, though, and it's going on right now as we speak. So, you know, I don't know all the details like you do, but clearly the governor came out and putting this thing to bed, and he's going to do everything he can, I would believe, to put everything on the table, and I think that's what he's doing.
Two things with timing is bad for Christie. Number one, he's leading in most of the polls, so he's going to be a target for the DNC, number one. And number two is the DNC, any Democrat, wants to get everybody's conversation off the Gates book and off Obamacare and on to a rising star on the right. Would you agree?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I agree with everything you just said except to, you know, maybe the last part. I don't know how long... you know, if part of coming out like this is the way the governor did, by saying, look, I'm embarrassed, I'm humiliated, I'm taking these actions, I'm responsible, I'm going to this mayor myself and apologizing, that's the right thing to do. I mean, the wrong thing to do is to let things just drip away and not address it and let it go on. I mean, part of coming out and saying, here's everything on the table, is to inoculate, you know, this idea that you're just going to try to turn this into some big political issue that doesn't go away. And so to your overall point, though, you're right. I mean, obviously the Democrats want to do anything they can to take away the issue of the day, which is Obamacare, which when you want to talk about lies and you want to talk about deception and that affects, you know, millions and millions of people across the country, it's Obamacare and it's Barack Obama. And so, you know, look, I think that obviously it's unfortunate that the governor has to deal with this, but he is dealing with it, and he is taking responsibility, unlike our president, on so many scandals that have surrounded him.
Now, that's true, and especially when the Secretary of Defense Gates, who was lauded by both sides, comes out and writes a book that is unflattering at key moments for the president and his leadership style. What do you take away from the Gates revelations as you know them?
Well, you know, I don't find them very surprising. I mean, I think if you look at Hillary Clinton, back in 03 and 04. I don't know if this has been circulating around very far, but she'd been interviewed many times as she was gearing up when she was a senator, and she was claiming that the drawdown at the time in 03 and 04 was just a political decision, and she was decrying all of these political decisions for a reelection campaign. It turns out Ms. Clinton knows a lot about making political decisions as it relates to military action, and she's admitted as much. But what do I think of it? I think she's a political person. I think Bill and Hillary Clinton have spent their entire lives orchestrating a political life around political decisions. And in some cases, they've been very good at it. And so scandal surrounds her, and she has somehow managed to maneuver around all of these scandals.
I want you to hear Congressman Louie Gohmert yesterday on that same tone. Cut eight.
Without discussing Benghazi specifically, it tells you a lot. If she was willing to play politics with our military's lives in Afghanistan or in Iraq, then certainly it makes sense. That's exactly what she did in Benghazi. It was all about politics.
I guess you agree with that, and it makes you wonder, what Hillary's thinking right now about these two issues. Number one, that she said in 2007 in front of Gates that, yeah, I only voted against the surge in Iraq to fight you in Iowa, in the Iowa caucus.
What does it say? It says, well, number one, Louie is right. But it also says that she, in regard to Benghazi, never had the courage to actually come out and level with the American people and answer questions under oath about what happened. And she didn't do, going back to Chris Christie, not to bring that into play, but at least he's standing there in an open forum. He's still standing there answering questions about every little detail about every email and what happened. Hillary Clinton's never done that about Benghazi. I mean, it's a shock that we're still sitting here wondering what happened in Benghazi. And somehow or another, you know, she's the front runner of the Democratic Party. Well, it says a lot about them.
Right.
And I think as unfortunate as what happened to Governor Christie is, it says a lot about Republicans to be able to stand up there and answer questions honestly like he is.
Big difference. Reince Priebus, thanks so much. Press conference still going on. When we